Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Segi Station. It's the man that has a nickname, what's out to say with no shame. Thursday, October 19, 2023. Hope all is well out there with everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Obviously, crazy times right now in the world and elsewhere around the country. Just tragic and scary to see all the stuff going on, but plenty of stuff happening in the sports world and a lot to touch on there with the NBA starting up next week. I got Rich coming through to talk some hoops. Can't believe we're already starting up week 7 in the NFL season. Thursday night football tonight and already in the AL and NLCS with four teams left and looking like the Phillies will represent the National League with an interesting series between the two Texas teams playing out. The Astros getting it to 2-1 and you'll see that game tonight as well. So much happening in the sports world where you got the WNBA playoffs finishing up last night in the Las Vegas. But here to chat some sports today, definitely some hoops as I'm excited for hoops to be back. Rich will be here any minute. Looking forward to doing that. Shout out to the podcast, Segi Station. Appreciate all love and support for the station as always. And appreciate my man Rich coming through to chat some hoops today. NFL, that we'll talk some baseball, but should be a good show. I'll definitely chat something maybe on the way out. Rich will be here any minute. Let's get it.
What's up, friend? How we doing?
What's good with you?
Not much. Been a while. Ready to talk some NBA, NFL. Been the best time of the year besides maybe March Madness.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah, dude. A lot going on in the sports world for sure. I mean, had the WNBA finals last night. That's finally wrapped up, but leads right into the hoop season. So fired up for that. College hoops back around at some point and definitely middle of the football season here, pretty quick, college and NFL, so.
Yep,
pretty fired up. I've been watching a little bit of the baseball playoffs, too. They've been pretty dope, oh, yeah. Just considering, like, new teams in there, minus the Astros and the Phillies, which kind of sucks, but I like that hat, though. That's a fresh hat. Think the Knicks are going to have a good season or what?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, dude. Got it a week or two ago. Appreciate it. Got to get ready for basketball. Yeah, they're going to have a year. I don't see why. I was looking at, like, over and unders and stuff the other day. I think there's this, like, five. Oh, one or two more than last year. Bucks and Celtics probably got a little better, but I don't think the rest of the conference got any better necessarily. So I don't know. I think they should have a pretty good year. Only addition they had was DiVincenzo. Didn't lose anyone. So yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say they're about a 4 seed, 5 seed, which is right where they were last year, but good team.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't kept up as much with the Knicks roster. I'm definitely fired up for the Thunder. I think the sports books and shit, and like you were sending me some of the stuff, I think they got them like pretty high for like what I thought they would be at. Like, and I'm like looking at some of their odds that they got up, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy, bro. Like, they expect the Thunder to get 40 wins this year. So, I don't know. I'm pretty hyped about it. Chet Holmgren's been looking good. Definitely some things I want to talk about player-wise, for sure. But before I do that, I just want to I want to talk about a couple other things, because I saw Adam Silver was on Carton this morning. So I was listening to him, bro. And he was – obviously, we got the season starting up on the 24th. The first thing they talked about was the 65-game, like, level, base level for trying to get awards and stuff. And he was kind of asked if he thinks, like, players are, like, particularly they're labeled as stars or – and that's technically all stars or all NBA players is what I'm reading and gathering. And those guys have to play a minimum of 65 in order to.
you could be the 18th best team and win it, like get hot at the right time.
Right?
Some teams, I'm sure, aren't going to care. Some teams aren't going to care about it as much as others. So, yeah, I don't hate really any bet on it as long as it's not like the Charlotte Hornets or something like that to win it.
Yeah. Last point, real quick. I saw they might go east and west in the All-Star game, but I also heard them talking about where I think this would be perfect for the league, bro. Like, there's the only issue right now is there's just technically not enough in the pool of foreign players, but they're talking about potentially doing like a Ryder Cup All-Star where it's like foreign players against some American-born players, which I think would be sick. I mean, I think that would be so much better than East-West, like if you just did foreign against, yeah. Like we always do that same thing. Everyone's always making those lists, right? Foreign against American, who's going to win? I think that's what we want to see. Like that's what we watch in golf, and that hypes up the golf community for sure. So I think that'd be great for the league. Yep. I hope they can get that. I mean, there's more and more foreign players filtering in the league for sure. I don't think it's particularly bad for the league, but I need to throw this in there on this point, Rich, too. Heading into like kind of my NIL and switching into college discussion where you're going to have guys staying in the league or
equal to what like the fifth, sixth best man on a team was like skill wise in terms of the player years ago when you go back and like look at rosters and guys there.
Yeah.
There are just so many more talented guys. So it is good for the league, I feel like, probably all leagues, to have guys, specifically the NBA again, to have guys spending a few more years in college, giving other guys a few more years in the NBA, because especially the last 5 years we've seen, I'm not always trying to use like Melo as an example, but a few different guys like that could play kind of losing their roles a little bit, where it's like a lot of teams have, it's like, yeah, they're better than guys, but they're all these young guys that every team's trying to develop. So it is nice to have those young guys developing a little more in college in the G League where they can get paid. So yeah, I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like to stem off that just a second and then we'll go forward, which is my dad's been saying to me, like what the 11th guy on the bench is making in the NBA is kind of crazy, but like, that's part of like where the league is at and like where, how much revenue they're generating. The one thing I will say though, which I said in my solo pod, which goes to really all things, we've been checking tickets. I've been trying to, you know, cop a OKC game to go see this year. They're just, the tickets are so crazy, bro. Like, no wonder why these guys have these crazy contracts. And it's like, it just doesn't even really make sense to me. Like, I get it. These stadiums are still
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a pretty good year. He had a solid year last year. The playoffs, some bad games. You already addressed it. Some really good games where he was the only reason they were in the series, and yep, some bad games where he was the reason they weren't in the game. So sure, very inconsistent. Embiid was also very inconsistent, but yeah, this has plagued Harden for many years. Yeah. I'm not touching on anything that happened at the Rockets. We disagree on that. We've done it a billion times, so I'll touch on everything that's been, or I'll talk on after that, where I agree with you on most of that. I disagree on a lot of what people say and you say in the Rockets days, but I agree of most of that stuff through, less so on the Nets, but especially through this Sixers saga, where it's just like, you can't keep doing this over and over again. I don't know what team's going to want you. And the big thing for it, and the reason I said I wouldn't be surprised if he has a good year, it is a contract year for him. A lot of Harden's issues are, it's not the same as Kyrie, but it's similar to Kyrie in that they are self-induced issues, at least the stuff prior to the playoffs. And all he needs to do is be consistent this year for a team. Even if they're playoff issues, he'll get a pretty good contract next year. And I think that's probably his main priority from what we've seen of him.
Let's discuss. Let's discuss the Lillard trade for sure, because that was next on the agenda for me, and we've touched on that, I think, enough for today. We'll definitely touch on that once we see how that plays out. Yeah, man. So you know how I kind of felt about Lillard at least trying to go somewhere where he can at least compete a little bit more than he did. And he did definitely compete with the Blazers. Obviously, we've touched on that here on the podcast before. And I do think it was kind of wild how that trade shaked out, like the breakdown of the trade, and then going further into that, seeing, my thing's like tweaking out. Yeah. What's good?
No, hold on. I just wanted to say one thing. We can continue with the Lillard thing, but you cannot say Lillard definitely competed, and I love Lillard with the Blazers when he made it to one conference finals and got swept, and say that Harden did not show up every year when he made it to multiple conference finals.
No, but I think...
That's a little biased there, because Harden...
No, but I think... Lillard. No, and that's the thing, because I think those guys are perfect. I think those guys are perfect, examples to compare, really, because they were both in the Western Conference, and quite honestly, they were both the main guy on their team, but... You know, Lillard, he had some clutch time shots that
pieces are to put around him. So that's why I think he might not be 28, but like he's not going to be playing 35 minutes a night. They're not going to do that to them. They're not going to run this guy into the ground. They want him to have a long career. He's like a transcendent talent, but he's also like a freak of nature. And tall, lanky guys, unfortunately, get hurt with foot injuries, lower body injuries a lot. So that's what they're going to try to avoid. The last thing I'll say is they announced the other night that their lineup they were starting in the preseason is going to be their starting lineup. I don't know if you saw this. One of the wilder starting lineups we've seen in a long time. The tallest starting lineup we've seen in a long time. They're starting Jeremy Sochan. I think he was a rookie from last year at their point guard.
Yep.
As their point guard. He was their power forward last year. So he's going to be like a point forward type guy. Devin Vassell at the two, probably their best like scorer type guy. Keldon Johnson at the three. Pretty big for a three, but yeah. I think he played the three or the four last year. They're starting Wemby at the four, and they're starting Zach Collins at the five. So they have a wildly big starting lineup, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm not making any point off of that, just it's going to be interesting to watch. I think Wemby's going to be incredible. I just think he might struggle getting enough minutes in burn to win the awards. And Scoot would maybe be my pick for Rookie of the Year and just be a contrarian pick, even though I know Wemby should be the favorite.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to do that. I think that'd be silly for them to do. It's like, you got to make sure he's good to go. And like, don't get me wrong. If they get to the end of the year and they're like within shot of a play-in, I'm sure they're going to be like, hell yeah, let's go for it. Like, yeah. Go out there and win us the game. Wemby. They're just not going to be doing that from the start of the year.
All right. So yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how the young players do. Just like I'm always interested to see how the young players do in the NFL, but same with the NBA, really. That's what I always kind of look at, because I know what the guys are that I've seen before. I'm looking at the guys that are coming into the league and, you know, what guys are good and going to potentially grow from there, and what guys are like, damn, this is not what we thought you were going to be, because obviously that happens. So that's what I like looking at when we start up new seasons every season, and we're getting that soon. Just a heartbreaking fucking loss last week for me to you in fantasy, which I'm just literally like, I fucking can't stand fantasy anymore. Oh, God. Freaking, the only saving grace in our league is that we do that double win and loss shit, so I'm like technically like still in the mix still, like, which is nice, but like that's just like one of those things where I'm like, oh my God, bro, like, why?
more of an identity. They played harder. They had a guy they were missing and like that 3-and-D wing kind of hustle guy on their team in Josh Hart. They got DiVincenzo, which I don't know how that's going to work. It seems like every time we get another Villanova guys, they're all their powers like double or triple. So now we got DiVincenzo, Hart, and Brunson over there. So I don't know how that's going to work. DiVincenzo's nice.
He's straight up. So this is where I agree with you in a sense where I love all those guys. I love all those guys and Quickly. No, go ahead. I love all those guys and Quickly. But when I compare that talent to the Thunder, I'm looking like roster-wise, I'm looking like, damn, bro. Like, I love Jalen Brunson, but I'll take SGA over Jalen Brunson. I love Jalen Brunson, too. He plays both ends, plays a lot of passion. Like, that's great, but SGA is on another level. And then, like, bro, you got, like, Josh Giddey is gonna, I think, potentially be the most improved player this year. I really do. I think Josh Giddey is gonna change some eyes, because he's what. That's the thing with the foreign players for me, bro. They pop out of nowhere, and last year he was on the come up, but like this year, I'm seeing it where.
I'll be like, okay, if stuff goes wrong, sure. They're not going to be behind the Hornets. I'll tell you that right now. They're not going to be behind the Wizards. I'll tell you that right now. They're not going to be behind the Pistons. I'll tell you that.
You better fucking hope not, bro. New York sports have been tough right now. Minus the Jets, I guess. Which, by the way, have you talked to Silvio lately?
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah, tell him I fucking hate him. Just literally, just straight up. And tell him, literally, tell him I'll probably be paying him his $100 by like week 10 because I just literally can't even take it anymore.
Text him. We have that.
I have his number. I have his number. Okay.
I was going to say, we have the bachelor party group. You can throw it in there. Talk to him.
Nah, fuck him. I'm so fucking pissed, bro. Literally, you know, it's just fucking, it's just beyond tragic, bro. It really is. The sports, they can get to you big time. Oh my God. I can't believe we suck this bad. And you know, my fantasy teams aren't bad, so I'm pretty pumped about the fantasy. But it goes by so quick. And then, are you doing fantasy hoops? Duke asked me to get in one, and I'm like, nah, bro. I'm like, I literally cannot. It's just too much to keep up. Man, good to see you. Dude. Catch up with you soon.
Yeah. Great talking. Talk to you soon, dude. Have a good one.
Peace.
Peace out.
Richie Dingus. Always good catching up with my man Rich, the married man. Yeah, the baseball fucking seeing the Phillies probably make another World Series is pissing me off. With the football, you know, I didn't think the Giants would be this bad, that's for damn sure, and it's just fucking pathetic to see where we're at, but I knew the Eagles and the Cowboys weren't going anywhere, and I knew now since the Commanders have new ownership up in there and a new regime up in there, they ain't no scrubs either, so the division itself isn't going anywhere, and it seems like we're going backwards, clearly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the NFL trade deadline, which is right around the corner here, a couple weeks, see if we actually get rid of some guys or not. And then we'll just see how it plays out from here the rest of the season. Maybe we're tanking for Caleb because Caleb said he would play for the Giants. But he also said he's not going to come out if he doesn't play for certain teams. He's going to stay in. Peace and love. See y'all next time. Seggy Station.